How did you get your horseshoes in the early days?
Well, the blacksmith would shoe.
How did they come to him? How were they shipped?
I believe in a keg.
And I guess they don't do that much anymore. Everything comes in a pasteboard box.
Yeah. Not many horseshoes. A few of these race horses around, you know, be a zero, but then, yeah, it'd probably come in a carton.
Yeah.
A pasteboard carton.
Gee, it's amazing to think back and think of the wonderful things we used to use just for shipping.
Yeah, they used to ship crackers with a barrel, you know, and cookies with a barrel.
Yeah.
You go buy some bulk crackers, they'd pick them out of that barrel by hand and put them in a sack. Cookies the same way.
No, I guess it's quite a chore to get a good wooden barrel.
Yeah, you know, we were trying to get some heavy barrels here the other day for changing tractor tires at antifreeze, you know, and metal barrels, they would eat the metal barrel up. Mm. And we just want some heavy barrels for the case steel up here. In other words, I've got that in my tractor tires out here, and if I'd have a leak or something, I'd have to change that tire and patch the tire, we'd have to have something to put that out in. And we had a bunch around here and give him here a year or two ago, but they had eat the rings up on them, you know, and they went stayed. And so he was wanting some more, and we was trying to help him find them. And he finally went to Fairview and got some old, he got some whiskey barrels that they had up there to put buttermilk in. See, that's the way they get their barrels to ship out their semi-solid buttermilk. They buy these whiskey barrels to meet the distilleries, you see.
Well, I'll be darned.
And we bought quite a bit of that semi-solid buttermilk feeder hogs, but we haven't fed any lately to get those barrels. So I told him about where they had them. He went up and got them.
What do you put in your tires?
What?
Yeah.
Well, it's a heavy substance. I don't know. It's similar to salt or chlorine or... they've got a special name for it, but really I don't know just what you'd call it.
Is it a fluid?
Yeah, they make it into a fluid. That is, they get it in the dry form, and they mix it in the water. And they do that because they can mix, it's more dense than water. They do it for the weight, you see, they get. Now, they did have a powder to put in them tires instead of air or liquid. And that stuff is really heavy. In other words, it's something like, it had a lot of lead in it, no doubt. I don't know just what, hardly how to tell you, but that powder was heavier in volume than this liquid, you see. Mm-hmm. But when that tire blew out, boy, it just blew stuff everywhere, you see. And they used that for a year or two, but I think they about cooked that and went back to the liquid now. The others, one blew out uptown, and one day, gosh, he just blew his white flowery looking stuff. Blew it everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. I can't help but laugh.
Yeah.
I imagine it's a rather sad thing when you lose your tire and lose all your filler.
But this antifreeze, it's for weight. Of course, they put water in tires for weight, and then this other is denser than water. Mm-hmm. It's heavier than water, so it's... And it's an antifreeze too, you see, your water would freeze, and this other won't, so you can use your tractor in the wintertime too. Mm-hmm. If your tires just had water in it, freeze solid, you use them where you love to cut your tubes all over. So.
Mm-hmm. And do you put this stuff right inside your tubes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pumped right in there.
Hmm. Well, why does the tire blow? Because of the air between the tube and the casing?
Well, no, you'd leave just a little air in the top for the cushion, you see, on that, but then you'd fill it, but in case you'd run a boulder or something, or your tire would give way, when actually, why,